This episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. It's that time of year again, man. You're going to be ordering lots of stuff, and I want you to do it through my website, omeletradio.com. Just click the Amazon banner, and I get a little kickback on the dollar amount that you purchase. You don't have to pay anymore. It doesn't cost you anymore. It's just rewarding me for bringing them some business. So if you go there anyway, just please click through my website and purchase away. It is getting close to Christmas time, and people are going to be doing their shopping, so I want you to do it through Amazon. Thank you so much in advance. Also, while you're at my website, check out my brown paper bag turkey recipe for Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving week. If you have a way that you like to cook your turkey, then keep cooking it that way. I'm not telling you to do something different, but if you're like, how am I going to cook the turkey? Maybe it's your first time hosting Thanksgiving. It's super, super easy. Check out my recipe for my brown paper bag turkey recipe, and it's just a little way that I like to be a part of your Thanksgiving. Ah, that's nice, Omelet. I know. And one last thing before we start the podcast is please subscribe to this podcast. All the instructions are on my website. Whether you're an Android phone user or an iPhone user, or if you have iTunes on your computer, you can subscribe to this. You'll get a notification every time I put out a new episode, in which I will put one out every Monday and Thursday, including this coming Thursday for Thanksgiving. It's a very special podcast for Thanksgiving. So please subscribe, and thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's start the podcast.
You are listening to the Omelet Radio Podcast on omeletradio.com.
Is this going to happen every time we hit that button?
Very probably, yes.
Let's start the podcast. First of all, thank you so much, everyone. The first response from the first podcast has been tremendous.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I really can't believe it. The numbers, I'm not going to be obsessed about the numbers. I'm basically trying to keep my chops up while I wait for the right radio job. And I know last time I was kind of nervous and I said the perfect radio job.
Right.
There's no perfect radio job. I mean, they're all pretty darn cool. But just looking for the right one, and I'm going to keep doing this until we get the right one.
Nice.
In the studio, we have my friend Dave Vervain, who started a new business, and we'll talk about that.
Sure.
And we're going to start about talking up starting up your own business. But Dave Vervain, the name of the company is TC Supertechs, and they got a big write up in the paper today on the in the Record Eagle, which is the local paper here in Traverse City. And we're coming to you from snow-filled northern Michigan, where we have, I think it's snow, the ground was so warm. We had 70-degree day the day before, and then we had a big snowstorm. It's been snowing for 24 hours. I'd say the accumulation is probably only 3 inches, but it probably snowed 8 or 9 inches, but the ground's so warm, it just melts away. And so thank you, everybody, very much. I had such great feedback from the first podcast, and I didn't think it was that great. And I mean, they're only going to get better. Anytime that you do a first show of anything, that's been my experience, is just, I didn't even want to listen back. You just know it's going to get better. So you throw the first one out there, and then you just put it behind you, and then you get better and better. It's a new format. I'm not giving out the I'm giving out the telephone number, but people are calling. We're recording this on Sunday morning, and I just gave out the phone number on Facebook, so we should be getting some calls. And that's the way it's going to work. If you follow me on Facebook, Steve Omelet Normandin, and you'll get a little reminder. I'll send out a post when it's time to call in. So we have phone capabilities. I've got a GoPro camera, which we could do a lot of video stuff. I'm not going to do that today because, you know, we're not the most visually pleasing people.
That's for sure.
If I may speak for you,
yeah,
Dave.
Yeah, thanks.
But Dave, I met you on the radio show when we did... we gave away a gym membership.
Planet Fitness.
Yep. Planet Fitness. You did very well with that. And are you still doing it? Or is it because of your new business you've been...
I lost 25 pounds right off the bat in the first 2 or 3 months. And lately it's just been so busy with the business. I mean, every night after work, we're either going to a house or we got jobs in the basement, and it's just been busy, busy, busy.
TC's Supertechs, your business, which is a great idea, man. Yep. You repair old electronic things. Yep. That don't work anymore. Let's give an example.
So, vintage car stereos.
Car stereos.
Vintage home audio equipment.
Right, like an old record player that I have in my house.
Absolutely. That's where we've been getting the majority of our business is through RPM Records.
RPM Records.
He has a showroom there where he buys used and broken equipment. He also has people that come in off the street to have equipment repaired.
Awesome.
And we're his sole provider for all his repairs.
I came by to see your shop because I wanted to know more about it before we talked about it so I could speak more intelligently about it. I'm not going to be able to do that even after the visit. But it's so cool, man. You've got receivers stacked up. You've got cassette players. And the angle that I really like is instead of throwing this away, this is like good for the environment.
Yep, absolutely.
Fix it instead of throw it away. Yep.
No more electronics in the landfill.
Everything's so disposable. And plus, when people see an old piece of an electronic that, that works, it's just like, I immediately love that.
Yeah, the vintage home audio, you know, the Sansuis and the Marantzes and all that kind of stuff, is a lot of sentimental value with it. And it's just, they're cool and they're really nice radios. You know, it's really loud, sound great.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
Like sometimes you get a tuner and it's the needle that goes from left to right and the needle doesn't move anymore. Yeah.
Those are not fun because that's actually...
That's a band, right?
Yeah, there's a string on there that goes through a series of pulleys and whatnot, and restringing that is difficult most of the time.
So what you do, and I was like, how do you know how to do that? And you have a background in electronics and in engineering, and you do schematics on, what are those called, the little green boards?
Printed circuit board.
Circuit board, and you get you go online and you find out the schematics for it, like how it's supposed to be linked up.
Yeah, when I first got into this business, there was no internet, so it's a great tool. Now we can pretty much go on Google and find a schematic for just about anything. Where back in the day, everything had to be done on paper, you know.
And your website is tcsupertechs.com.
Yes.
TCSupertechs.com. And you come to people's houses. If you live in the local area, you can go to people's houses and you give them a free estimate.
Yes,
there's no obligation.
No charge for us to just show up at the front door.
Now, what are the challenges, the pros and cons of starting up your own business?
Well, I think we kind of did it the right way because we didn't have to rely on this new business as our sole source of income. So my partner and I kept our day jobs, and then we just take every single job that we do and we pump the money right back into the bank and to build the business up. And it's the last couple of months has just been crazy.
So you're still working full time?
Yes.
And after work, you do these repairs?
Yes. And we also go to people's houses to do the home appliance repair.
You do them on the weekends? You do washers and dryers and stuff like that?
Just the other night for an elderly couple, we did both their dishwasher and the washing machine in the same house.
It's amazing what you're doing because I can't... I just learned what a Phillips head screwdriver was about 2 years ago. It's the little star one instead of the flathead. I own this old farmhouse, and I'm the last guy that should be owning a house like this because I don't know how to do anything.
Right.
My wife was just, before you got here, she was just putting that door back on.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Because, you know, the hinges get old. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a 100-year-old house, and I don't know how to do anything.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? I just vacuum and clean the bathroom. Well, Dave, big Lions fan. You're also very opinionated politically. I'm about exhausted with the political scene. Yeah. I think everybody's exhausted on it.
I am too. I'm just ready for everybody to just move on and, you know, enough with the protesting and all that nonsense, you know.
And last night I was watching Saturday Night Live. Again, we're taping this on Sunday morning for a Monday morning podcast release. I was watching Saturday Night Live and they just won't. I mean, of course they got to do stuff that's. But I don't remember. See, I'm like kind of an even-handed guy.
Yeah.
If somebody gets too conservative for me, I start, maybe because I just like to piss people off, I start saying, well, what about what about the other side? You know, like I like to debate.
Remain neutral, kind of.
No, you know, I went to the polls and I left the house and I was going to vote for Gary Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
But I was reading reports that Michigan was going to be so close with Hillary and Trump. I just didn't want Hillary in there.
Right. It was kind of what influenced my vote. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Trump with the hair and all the nonsense and everything.
The hair?
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I love the hair.
Really?
It's wacky. I love wacky things.
He was on, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel, and they let him mess his hair up.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
You know what? And to all my liberal friends out there, don't be mad at me because I didn't want Hillary. But I just there was just something like I couldn't respect the fact that she didn't hold her own husband accountable.
Absolutely.
Listen, people have marital problems, and sometimes there might be infidelities. And if you were in a private, small scene, you could work it out. I don't know. I would not accept that from my, you know, I wouldn't accept an infidelity. I couldn't move on. I felt betrayed.
Absolutely.
And I have to, you know, have no choice but to end things and move on. That's my opinion. I respect that people can work that out. But when you're internationally embarrassed and you can't, and you, I don't know, if you can't hold your husband accountable, how are you going to hold countries accountable or terrorists accountable? I'm a little more hard-lined than that.
I think that the email thing, too, just kind of piled onto an entire career of scandals. You know, you go all the way back to the Whitewater and all that kind of stuff. I mean, just she's a very, very corrupt politician, and that's what I don't trust her.
And this is my other point where I wanted to say to my liberal friends, some of the people that I respect the most in this world are ultra liberals. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Buffett, John Mellencamp. These are my favorite musical artists. But I also love Ted Nugent.
Right.
I like him musically. I like to hear him talk. I think he's funny.
Very insightful.
You know, he's just funny. It's entertaining to me. See, I see Donald Trump. I'm just entertained by him. I think it's, you know, he talks the way that I talk.
Right.
Not like on the bus with Billy Bush.
I think that's part of his appeal.
He's like the guy that says the stuff that you don't normally. Like, I grew up listening to politicians, and I'm like, I don't believe that. I don't believe people talk like that. Like, they're so even-handed.
Yeah.
I like people with an opinion.
Right.
You know, I'll respect your opinion if you have some conviction.
Sure.
So I got to the polls, and I voted for Trump.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel great about it. I didn't think he was going to win.
I didn't either. I was shocked.
But we mentioned that in the last podcast. And we got phones. We got phones, man. Let's go to the phones. I believe we have, let's go to the 954, which I believe is Fort Lauderdale.
It's Fort Lauderdale.
Nice. Ray the Gourmet.
What's going on? Our
first phone call on the podcast, brother.
How you doing, man?
Doing great, man. I'm here with my buddy Dave Vervain. We were talking about the election, and we're exhausted with the election. And I said that in the beginning of the conversation, we're not going to talk about politics, and we could end it right here. But we started talking about it.
I just smile.
We started talking about it, and I feel dirty because I voted for Trump. I left the House. I was going to vote for Gary Johnson. I'm a libertarian. I don't like rules.
Right.
This is my rule. Don't be an a-hole. But libertarians, it's a system that just can't work.
Right.
You have to have government. You have to have laws. But I don't like them.
Right.
I don't like the laws. I don't want rules. I want people to just mind themselves, be a good neighbor, be a, you know, contribute to society, help people. But you shouldn't be forced to do that. You shouldn't, you know, have to fork over half of your pay.
Right.
But you should be charitable. You should help people. You should respect each other. You should be, you know, be a good driver, help people that are disabled on the side of the road. But you shouldn't be required.
Yeah.
But libertarian, that doesn't work. Don't be an a-hole.
Yeah.
There's going to be people that are a-holes. You should fear having a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes if you're into a bar and you're in a town you don't know, you act accordingly. Maybe it's a biker bar or something. It's like, hey, I'm cool. I'm going to go with the way that you guys are doing it here. This is your place.
Right.
I'm happy to be a guest. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be cordial. I'm going to tip well. I'm going to say please and thank you.
Just be a normal person.
What's wrong with people?
I don't know.
Well, it would be nice if everybody was like that, but, you know, half of the people in the world aren't like that.
Listen, it's a system that I'm all for, but it doesn't work, and I know that, so whatever.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
What about you, Ray? But, you know, hate to put you on the spot, but who'd you vote for?
I voted for Trump. I just couldn't listen to Hillary and look at her face for 4 to 8 years. And,
amen.
You know,
her policies, and I believe she has a criminal past, whether she's been charged or not.
Absolutely.
So, here's another
you know,
one.
I didn't serve in the military to condone this kind of behavior in the White House.
Yes, and thank you for your service, Ray. You're a good man, brother. And
my pleasure.
I miss you. Ray the Gourmet, give you a little backstory. When I worked in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, with Paul and Young Ron, And shout out to those guys. I don't know if they listen to a podcast, but those guys gave me my start. I'm forever in debt to them. But Ray the Gourmet became a regular character. We used to have these parties. I think I don't know if it was the first one, but there was a luau, and you cooked a pig in the ground in the middle of the city center in a park.
Well, I didn't get to cook it in the ground. I went to, I volunteered to do it. It was the first Kamana Wanna Lay a Luau.
Kamana Wanna Lay a Luau. Love it.
And, you know, I showed up with a shovel, started digging a hole, and I was surrounded by cops and asked me what I was doing, and I couldn't do that, and I couldn't cook a pig in the ground. So we just called the local bar who had a trailer barbecue smoker.
That's
and they
right.
brought it over, and we did that.
It was a free concert. Yeah. It was Paul and Young Ron's 10th year anniversary. There was like five bands, and it was free in the park, this thing called Young Circle in Hollywood, Florida. And I think 5,000 to 10,000 people showed up, and it was insane.
Wow.
It was there was supposed to be gates. You're supposed to go in an entrance. The gates come down. The people are out. That was a great party, man.
Were they local bands?
We had the Hawaiian Tropic Bikini.
Yeah, local bands.
Yeah.
A Hawaiian Tropic Bikini Contest.
Nice.
Oh God!
And once the pig was cooked, we sliced it up, served it, and cut the head off, and of course omelet.
I get up
threw
on
the
stage,
flaming hot head into the crowd.
I got my fingers in the eye sockets of the pig like a bowling ball, and I tossed it into the audience, and like savages.
Yeah.
They tore that skull apart. Wow. I'll never forget. It disintegrated like Alice Cooper throwing a chicken off stage.
Wow.
This was a dead pig, but the skull. Somebody...
The following luau's, we were forbidden to do that.
Yeah. Don't throw any pig's heads. Oh, my God. I'm embarrassed by that. Hey, let me try something out here, Ray. I'm not sure what you can hear, but I've got this sound effect board, and I want to see if you could hear... the drum roll. Hold on. Here we go. Can you hear that?
Yeah, that's a drum roll. I don't know about that cymbal crack.
Okay, so
that's pretty weak.
That's feeding to you?
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
Awesome.
There you go.
Ray, we're sitting here under 5 inches of snow in northern Michigan. Give us a little Fort Lauderdale weather.
It's a perfect 72 degrees, just like the Miami Dolphins in 1972.
Yeah, it's football Sunday. People are going to hear this on Monday, so they'll already have the results. But what are you guys? Who are you guys playing today?
We're playing on the West Coast. I think it's it's a late game. I don't know who it is. I'm sorry.
San Diego, Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles Rams.
It might be San Francisco. That's who it is.
Okay.
Damn Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on that.
No, wait a minute. The Patriots are playing San Francisco this week.
Then I'm wrong.
I got all my friends from New England getting ready for Kaepernick sitting down.
Yeah, I kind of took a step back on football this year. I watch it, but, I got too many things going on.
The Dolphins are doing pretty good, man.
Yeah, since they got their head out of their ass.
I think they've won four or five straight, or so they were on a little streak.
Okay.
We won four in a row.
The Lions are playing Jacksonville today, and if we don't beat them, then we shouldn't even be in the league.
Yep.
And we're in.
Is it a home or away game?
It's a home game, and we backed into first place last week on a bye week.
Indeed.
Green Bay lost. Vikings lost. Chicago lost.
Yep.
I think we're getting some other calls here. I don't know what's going on.
Little noises?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with this equipment. Ray
the
Gourmet.
I just want to wish you good luck on this podcast, brother. I know you're going to do great, and we can't wait to hear you.
Ray the Gourmet, you're the man. I love you. Thanks for calling in, brother.
Love you too, man.
Talk to
Take
you
care.
Soon. That's
See you,
a that's
right,
a
brother.
Salt of the earth guy right there, man. Okay, so other calls are coming in, but I guess that's my call waiting. I think I got a disabled call waiting. It's a Skype line. We have an in-studio line. If you guys want to just throw this on the wall in front of you, or if you want to put it on your cell phone when I send out a text or a tweet or something, 231-352-0081 is our in-studio number. We come in through Skype. If you're a Skype person, you want to do... I don't have a video camera here, but the audio sounds incredible over Skype if you have a good internet connection. Also, I mentioned the fact that we're going to have video capabilities, and that's going to be awesome. I can't wait to get the GoPro out, and I'm going to Periscope, YouTube... Yep. all Facebook Live, all this stuff. We're going to explore this. I didn't want to hit it all at once. I want to sort of kind of integrate these things a little slowly. Also, I have a mailing address.
Oh my.
Got a P.O. box. Send me any wacky, funny thing. Send me a postcard. Send me, I don't know. Something laying around your house that you don't want anymore. Get the people mad at the post office. Omelet, P.O. Box 285, Traverse City, Michigan. And that's 49685. TC Supertext, Dave Vervain is in the studio. It's Football Sunday, snowing outside. Thanksgiving week, everyone. All right, let's take another call. Whoa. Good
morning.
Hey, what's happening there? Welcome to Omelet Radio. Who's this?
Hi, this is Vodka Knockers.
Vodka nice. Knockers. Nice. I love it.
Hey.
I love it.
I seen you were taking calls, and I was like, I just have to call in.
My favorite nice. Name of any P1 ever, yeah. Vodka Knockers.
And, it's mine, too.
And that was created by Johnny Six Gun, who I miss very much, of the great band oh, yeah. Six Gun. I was going to wear my Six Gun t-shirt today, but I wore my Spicoli for
nice.
President 2016. Yeah. I got a Spicoli for President 2016.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
He opened for Dokken.
He opened for Dokken. Damn it, I missed it.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. My phone seems to be echoing, so I don't know.
It's echoing a little bit. You know what? That little beep means I got other calls coming in. So let's get to some other calls. Thank you, Vodka Knockers, for checking
Thank
in.
Thank you.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Love you.
Oh, I think she said I love you, too. Yeah. Vodka Knockers, man. Yeah. Best. She brings around a party monkey. She comes to Camp Omelet. She's the best.
A monkey?
Hello?
She brings up an inflatable monkey. Oh, okay. It's called the Party Monkey. Hey, good morning. What's happening? You're on Omelet Radio.
How's it going? It's the Rapid City Hitchhiker.
Rapid City Hitchhiker. Nice. Are you still in Terre Haute, Indiana?
Yes, I am.
We've received three calls from three different states today. Yeah, nice. That's incredible, man.
Yeah. That is amazing.
The old man is popular all over.
I don't know about that, but we're growing like a virus.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm just not digging this winter weather too much.
Yeah, did you guys get accumulating snow in Indiana?
We have not had any snow here yet. However, my carburetor on my truck don't want to work too well.
Right. You know what's funny about this guy, Rapid City Hitchhiker? He came in to do a radio resume, and he's had a little bit of a checkered past. Yeah. You know, he had a tough upbringing and stuff, and sure. he's a young guy. And for a while, he had a warrant out in Michigan, so he had to go hang out down in Indiana.
Oh, my.
But the radio resume, he was looking for a job. He's like, I don't have any experience. I'm a drug addict.
Oh,
I have a record a mile yeah. long. I don't have a driver's license, no ID, but give me a call.
Right.
I'd nice. Love to find a job. That was a classic, brother.
And I've finally been able to pay off my license and get it back.
So you are chipping away at getting back on good standings, right?
Yeah.
In fact, you wanted to be in law enforcement at one time, right?
That is correct.
Are you still going to pursue that?
I may in the future once I'm able to get more grant money together. And
once you get the warrant taken yeah. away.
Right.
All right. Rapid City, thanks for calling in, man. Good to hear from you.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Keep your nose
on there.
Keep your nose clean. We'll talk to you soon.
Will do. Have
thanks,
a good one.
Thanks, brother. Getting back to starting your own business, Dave.
Right.
You know what I like about starting this podcast? And again, I'm not relying on it for a career. I mean, sure. I hope it could turn into something, you know, maybe, right. maybe it'll be a business for myself, but I'm doing it basically just to keep my chops up. Mm-hmm. But when I talked about finding the right radio job,
yeah.
there's something about owning your own business that I'm thrilled about that
Me
is
too.
There's a potential for growth.
Right.
And if you're willing to put in the hours and if you're willing to put in the hard work,
sure.
you are going to benefit from that.
Right.
And sometimes you feel frustrated when you're doing a good job. If you know you're a kick-ass person yeah. and you're working for somebody else,
yeah.
you're sort of building somebody else's pirate ship.
Making somebody else rich.
Right. And you're right. working for an hourly wage.
Yeah.
And I don't know if increases can come in large pieces.
Yeah. Typically not. You know, most corporations, you get a 2-3% increase every year, whether you do a good job or not, and that's just kind of the way it goes.
You know what I always say to people that are starting out, like young people, is if you're going to be a bagger at the grocery store, look at the potential for being a department. Whoa, let's answer the phone call.
Right.
989 area code. Good morning. Hey, it's Omelet Radio. Who's this?
Good morning. It's the UFC freak. How's it going?
Nice. Right. I love this UFC guy. Definitely talk.
Miss you, man. Good to hear you.
Thanks, brother, so much. Did you check out the first podcast?
Absolutely, and I ordered a book on Amazon.
Thank you, nice. Brother. Oh, you sent me a message on Facebook. Thank you, brother.
Yeah,
so
but
much.
Don't give away my secret identity.
No. UFC freak. There was a great fight last week. I watched, I don't know who McGregor was fighting, but...
Eddie Alvarez, the former lightweight champ. The guy's no joke. They called him the Underground King.
Yeah, Eddie Alvarez, there was a knockout. McGregor knocked him out in 2 rounds. Wow.
If you watch McGregor fight, doesn't he look like a gentleman, Jim? Like you should have a handlebar mustache and, you know, from the old days, like a pugilist, you know, like a, he's like, he fights like old style with his hands up and he just looks like an old gentleman, just flap, you know, Eddie Alvarez punched him or whatever. Nothing happens. Conor McGregor touches you and you get hurt.
I love Conor McGregor because I like the way he talks. You know, he's flat, almost like WWE style, and he wears the shiny suits and stuff, and he wears the...
We need that. You know, we've got to take it to the next level. Floyd Mayweather, you know, dances around the ring for $200 million, you know, so it's time for...
Right.
We need, like, the Muhammad Ali of the UFC, and that's him for sure.
Right. Yeah,
you know, they not to jump the ship or nothing, they hid Nate Diaz couldn't even get a ticket. Somebody put him up in the press box, and they wouldn't even show him on camera or nothing because they don't want to show, like, you know, they want it to be all about Conor with his two belts and... You know what I mean? That's what they're pushing. So Nate couldn't even get a ticket.
That Nate Diaz Conor McGregor fight was the best fight I've ever seen, UFC or boxing or anything. That was incredible.
Great fight.
One thing I was impressed by Alvarez because I saw the replay. It's amazing how it's on YouTube the next day.
Right.
Nobody's stopping it. But maybe they're like, let it be on there. Get more fans. I like that attitude. But I've also, you know, pay per view. I'd be a little upset if I paid $60 and then the next day it's on YouTube. You're seeing
that they got their money.
Also, Buffalo Wild Wings to give them a little free.
That's where I go. That's where I go.
You stand in the back. It's an awesome community-like effort. Everybody's coming out of their house 10:30 at night and standing around drinking a few beers. People are cheering in the bar. It's really a cool atmosphere.
You're going
to have to come go for the next big fight, and we'll find out what that is by the UFC freak. But
I'll call you in soon when we have a big one coming up, and I'll be listening every podcast, bro.
Thank you so much. But one last thing, man. You know what I was impressed by? Alvarez, he went from a righty puncher, he switched in the middle, just like the Rocky. He's a southpaw and he went righty on Mr. T or something.
Well, that's because he was hoping not to get hit so hard on that side of his face because, like I said, it's the science of fighting. Conor McGregor has perfected the science. He's calling out Floyd Mayweather now. Floyd Mayweather's talking about, don't talk to me unless you've made $300 million a fight. And Conor McGregor says, tell Floyd to say that to me face. He's calling him out in New York. Floyd Mayweather's hiding.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. Hey, what's the next big marquee fight? I know they do it every week, but what's the next big one?
I just got done watching 8 hours. They just had a doubleheader this weekend, one from Belfast and one from somewhere, San Paulo, Brazil. So there's a few coming up.
Rousey's getting ready.
Yeah, that's the one. December 28th. That's right. My waitress at Wild Wings is like, you going to come see Ronda fight on the 28th? So, yeah, she's the Rousey return.
Which one do you go to? Do you go to Petoskey?
Well, I used to live in Gaylord, so I went to the one there. But right now I'm kind of open. I've got like 2 or 3 places that I go. But if I want to be alone because I don't want to have to deal with people that are casual fans,
right?
That's when I go to Wild Wings, belly up to the bar, and just, you know what I mean? So usually in Gaylord. But I'm telling you what, when we have a big super fight like we just had with the two belts, we're going to do something in Traverse City.
Okay, man. And listen, I'll be quiet during the fight. I don't like a lot of talking unless it's in between rounds.
I can go off by myself. You know, it's like, you know, I'm watching their eyes when they walk out, you know. I'm trying to see who's scared, you know.
Yeah.
It's I'm into it. But like, I've watched Muhammad Ali on ABC Wide World of Sports. I watch Tyson. I watch Holyfield. This is just the next awesome fighting thing. You know?
You're absolutely right. Hey, brother, thanks for calling in, man.
Take care, brother.
The UFC freak. I love it.
UFC.
Guys have been educating me on UFC for a while. It's like the Super Bowl. When the Super Bowl comes around, I don't want to go to a Super Bowl party.
Yeah,
I want to watch the Super Bowl.
Right.
I watch football all year long. Right. I don't want to go to a party where people are chatting me up while it's 3rd and 2.
Right. Pay attention to the game.
Yeah, pay attention to the game. Yeah, yeah. And then I want to watch the commercials. Right. I'm better just watching it myself.
Sure.
What do you do, Dave? How do you watch the? Do you have a? You got your Lions shirt on today. We got a 1 o'clock game that's happening as we tape this in 2 hours.
60-inch Vizio that I park myself in front of and just watch the game usually by myself.
Does your wife watch?
She watches in the bedroom because when I start yelling and screaming, she doesn't want to be out there.
She doesn't like that. Yeah. I have a dog. My dog Scorch goes upstairs because he doesn't like how there's something about football he doesn't like. Scorch hates football.
Really?
The other dog Cooper just lays down, doesn't care. Huh. But I think Cooper doesn't like that we're getting excited and we're yelling for no reason.
Right.
You know, like thinks we're getting mad.
Doesn't know what's going on.
Like, let me get away from these crazy people 3 hours a week.
Yeah. Yeah. I get a little excited.
All right. Dave Vervain is the man. What about, let's talk a little bit more about the diet stuff. When you were pretty hardcore. Yeah. You were promoting grilled chicken on the grill and you were like, no condiments.
I was doing good there for a while and now I'm kind of slipped a little bit backwards, I guess you could say, as far as...
I've had 20, 30 pounds that I could lose for a long time. Yep. For a long time. Yep.
But it's just, I like tacos and pizza and all the stuff that's bad for you, you know?
See, that's the thing. I'm a mashed potato, a meat and mashed potatoes guy.
Yeah, I am too.
I don't like cake and ice cream and pie. I don't eat any sweets.
Very similar. I don't eat any desserts usually ever.
But I think I overeat on portions.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I don't eat a lot of small things during the day. I'll build up and get really hungry and mow down.
Yeah.
Three cheeseburgers, fries, mashed potatoes.
Yep.
One thing that I did cut out of my life over the last 6 months is pop. I do not drink pop anymore.
I've never
been
a big pop drinker. You know.
And that's a big thing for people. Yeah. So, some people say if you were used to drinking pop and you stop, that's a guaranteed 20 pounds in 1 year.
But the only thing I drink is coffee, water, or beer.
I thought I was being healthy with Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, no, that's supposed to be worse for you than...
So what are you drinking for alcohol?
Beer.
Just beer?
Yeah. Sometimes occasional vodka.
Full strength domestic beer or what?
Yeah, just Bud Light, stuff like that.
Bud Light?
Yeah.
What about Michelob Ultra?
Yeah. It's okay. It seems like it's just watered down beer is what it tastes like. You know what I mean?
There's a guy we had on the radio show. His name is Vinny Tortorich, and he's a nutritionist, but he's a cool nutritionist. He understands that people want to have cocktails.
Yeah.
And he say if it's distilled, it's good. Like tequila's really good.
Oh, yeah.
Over ice, get it. He said go to the bar, get a nice high quality tequila or, I'm not sure, vodka maybe?
Yeah.
Vodka's good. And it, have some good quality stuff on the rocks. It's the mixers that get you with the alcohol.
So just drink it straight.
And he's like, beer is kind of terrible.
Yeah.
Beer is kind of terrible. But I'm a wine guy.
Really?
I like drinking red wine.
Yeah. If somebody's offering it or you're at a party or something like that, I'll drink it. But I don't ever usually go out and buy it.
What about Thanksgiving? What are you going to do on Thanksgiving? I can't wait.
We're going to have dinner at our house with my oldest daughter on Thursday.
Yeah. And you going to cook the whole thing?
Yeah. I get just the breast because nobody in my house eats dark meat. Get a whole breast, bone in, and I put it on a rotisserie.
You racist over there.
Yeah.
Would you try? Or just keep it in mind. You don't have to tell me one way or another. But I've got the brown paper bag turkey recipe
that
I've been doing. And it's really for beginner cooks.
Right.
If you have a way to do your turkey, keep doing it that way. Some way you like. And maybe there's a tradition in your family.
It doesn't make it taste like a brown paper bag.
No, not at all. In fact, the bag makes it breathe.
Okay.
Like, so it gets roasted.
Sure.
And it's just the best tasting bird you've ever had. I mean, that I've had. It's no maintenance because in other situations, you have to take that baster
and keep basting it.
And then you
got
to keep basting it. This is not, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
It's self-based. I don't know what it is. The juice stays in and it breathes I don't know how it works, but brown paper bag turkey recipe. It's on omeletradio.com if you want to go visit the website. And again, if you visited my website, thank you very much. And it's going to expand. I'm just learning about.
Sure. Just getting started.
Yeah, I'm going to fill up my video page. I'm going to have an audio page of the past, and I'm going to put up my bits from a long time ago, people that did not hear these things, because in northern Michigan over the last 10 years, it's going to look beyond that. Like in my Miami days, Danbury, Connecticut, maybe some Fort Myers from the Joe Scott Show. So I'm going to share.
Do you still have all that stuff?
I don't have all of it, but I have a lot of it.
Nice.
I have a lot of it. I had to get a hard drive. You know what I do is part of, I was thinking about making this part of my entrepreneurial business is that I have a cassette. I bought a new cassette player and that's a good one. Tascam.
Yeah.
there's a cassette and a CD player in here on as part of my board, and I convert my old. We used to save our radio shows on cassette,
right?
Because there was no other way. Mm-hmm. And I'm converting those into digitized files.
Yeah.
So if anybody, you know, I don't know if I want to get tied up with that. But if somebody, if there's something really important to you, you know how families used to hit the recorder?
Yeah.
I used to do prank phone calls when I was 11, 12 years
old. Really?
Yeah. We went down to Radio Shack. I had the suction cup and you put it on the receiver of the phone. Yeah. I used to call anybody. Hey, you got any blue rugs?
Yeah.
I got three of them. Well, you better cheer them up. You know, is your refrigerator running? Yeah. You better go catch it.
Nice.
Stupid things. Phone calls. That was before caller ID.
Right.
It was before Star 69 or anything like that. So, you know, the phone was, we had to make our own fun, man.
Right.
We're lighting fires, matches, you know, in the woods, got Playboys out there.
Hell yeah.
Putting fireworks in the, I lived behind a school. We're putting fireworks in the vents when the janitor's out in there at night, you know, I was a bad person. There goes Cooper.
Yeah.
Scorch is getting ready to hunker down because it's football Sunday.
Yeah.
Dave Vervain, it's been great having you on the show, man.
I appreciate it.
Do you like the, being on the podcast?
Yeah, it's awesome.
What do you think about the studio? And I'm not fishing for compliments
but it's awesome. It's
you're
cool.
A technical
you
guy.
You got all the equipment you need here. You got the board and all the sound effects and the whole nine yards, man.
Don't look at the wires behind the board.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What the wife would like me to do is not have a lot of wires exposed.
Look, you can't really do this wirelessly, can you?
No, but I could tape them to the underneath the console and kind of get rid of them. It looks like
get yourself some zip ties and just tie them all together, you know?
That's what I'm going to do once I finalize what needs to be wired in here, you know? But I think I'm pretty close to being set. Anyway, all right. Thanks for tuning in to another podcast. And thank you, Dave Vervain.
And
go to TC Supertex. He can take your old electronics and make them brand new.
Absolutely.
And if there's an old bulb or something that you can't find from yesteryear, 1939 radio, you put in an LED. Nobody knows nothing.
Any color you want.
And you could do washers and dryers. Name a couple other things you could do.
We do dishwashers. We do a refrigerator.
Wow.
Just about it. Actually, I have a guy bringing me a Keurig coffee maker on Monday.
No kidding.
It's a $250 coffee maker.
Oh, $250?
Yeah, so it's top of the line. Yeah, so it's worth repairing, you know?
What did you tell me the other day? If it's half...
Yeah, we like when that guy called me with the Keurig, I looked up online how much it costs brand new. And we always tell the customer, we try to target the repair costs to be less than half the value of when it was new. So in this case, we want 125 or less is going to be the repair. Otherwise, I'll just advise them to buy a new one.
And it's good for the environment because we're not throwing stuff into the ocean. And plus, it's cool because having old things that work is cool.
It is cool.
And I want you to look at this record player on your way out.
Will do.
And thank you so much. Dave Vervain, TC Supertex. They're in the Record Eagle today, Sunday, the 20th of November. Yep. Look that article up.
Right on the front page of the business section.
And tcsupertex.com. Check them out. And is there a phone number that you want to promote or just go to the website?
Just go to the website. No, it's actually in the article, too.
Website and Facebook.
Yes.
TC Supertex. A good guy, a good business. Now that we're all starting our own businesses, man, we got to help each other.
Absolutely.
You know? Yep. It's not a competition of like, you know, my business is better than... It's like, let's help each other. Sure. You know what I mean?
Well, they're two different businesses, so we got to help each other out.
Dave Vervain, you're a good man. Thanks for coming on the podcast. Best of luck, brother.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to another podcast. We're going to put these out every Monday and Thursday, and we're going to bring video, and I'm going to work on my website, and we're going to have more phone calls. It's going to be awesome, man. I'm having a good time. And go Lions. And
go Lions.
Go Dolphins for Ray the Gourmet, and we'll see you next time. Thank you very much.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
So much, and he won't play what they say to play, and he don't want to change what don't need to change. And there goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. Goes the last human voice.
plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. And there goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ. Sometimes he'll kind of come in, and I'll bust a move and remember how it was back then. And there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey.